Derrick Brooks was one of my nemesis.
If you were going to beat Derrick Brooks, you had to show up with your A game.
Better check my nab on that one.
Oh, my God.
They better check it.
There was no smoke and mirrors. He was solid.
Hit it, Mike.
From day one, Derrick's linebacker, I'm a fullback. We go against each other each and every play, and it's very competitive.
You tried to hold him where he was and then go away from it. And I think that's the greatest compliment for any defensive player is you don't really attack him.
He was going to get some sacks. He was going to make some tackles. He was going to be all over the field, without a doubt.
Derrick was kind of laid back a little bit, but, you know, kind of fired up, fiery on the field.
What's up, Chris? How you feeling, baby?
He was your friend, and he talked to you like he was your friend until he hit you. And then you realize, what is he doing?
He had that look like he just wanted to rip your head off, but at the same time, he had that look like he was definitely in control.
Derrick and I, you know, we competed on and off the field. A lot of times we'd be workout partners, and it was competitive. You know, if I picked up the 95-pound dumbbells, he would pick up the 95-pound dumbbells.
Another season, just like the first one. Feel like a rookie. Opening day. Well, I am a rookie.
My draft process was pretty quiet from my perspective.
Dallas has traded its pick to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, with the 28th pick in the first round, has selected linebacker from Florida State, Derrick Brooks.
I got only one phone call, and that was from Sam Weiss telling me I was going to be a Buccaneer.
When he was drafted, you know, I was ecstatic about the opportunity to play with him. And then, of course, when we hit the field, you could tell right away he was a special player.
At that stage, there was no team whatsoever as far as offense, you know, and defense, as far as dominance. You can see from an individual standpoint, we had individual talent.
Going to that first year, I was just getting used to, you know, being a pro, but yet getting very, very upset about the losing and the attitude that, you know, wasn't what we were used to.
Coach Dungy came in and we felt like we'd have an opportunity to really excel.
Practice, play 1 week at a time. We do that, play our game, togetherness, confidence, all the things you guys talked about last night. We can do a lot of good things and we will.
Getting Lovie Smith the next year with Coach Dungy as the head coach was extremely important. I think it brought the structure that I needed from a talent standpoint to be in this system that enhanced the talents that I was able to display.
The one team when I was playing with St. Louis and the quote-unquote greatest show on turf, the one team that gave us the most problems was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the vaunted Tampa 2 defense.
Here we go, Boston Toledo, check with me. Boston Toledo.
He was responsible for where everyone was. He was responsible for all the defensive checks. He was their quarterback.
Even if you see a different number and I call the defense, play the defense I call, let me make the screw up.
You want to stay in that big, beautiful mansion you built? Do you or not?
Coach Gooden came in taking no prisoners.
Nobody is bigger than this football team. Nobody.
It's like, who does this guy think he is? He's, first of all, he's challenged us. He's talking about winning a world championship, but yet our offense can't score 6 points.
Good morning, Captain.
We all bought into it. It wasn't a question of when. It was after the first couple practices.
Man, it just sang like you love it. Get moving now, get moving. Come on, go.
We were locked and loaded, and we weren't looking back. And our attitude was world championship.
You're either mentally tough or mentally weak. We are mentally tough.
We really took the offseason serious, especially after a couple, 2-3 year failures. Coach Gruden comes in, and you know, defense doesn't change.
McNabb under pressure. Oh, ball knocked away. Loose football. It's loose. It's going to be picked up by Brooks. 5-3-2-1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. The defense scores 7 points.
I can't count it for Nebraska. That's 5 touchdowns.
Four.
I thought it was 5.
Having Monty Kiffin for 13 of my 14 years as defensive coordinator. Playing the same defense, never getting bored with it.
When everybody was out there playing checkers, I felt like I was playing chess. You know, He was the tough chess player that I had to play against.
Come on, baby, start knocking them back, man. They ain't gonna try to run the ball. They ain't doing nothing but running the ball.
There's quite a few sacks. I know he tackled me a bunch of times, and I'm pretty sure he picked me off once or twice, too. So I think Derek had my number.
Welcome to San Diego, California, Super Bowl 37.
Going through that season, through the playoff run, I kept thinking about our Bay Area and how thirsty we were for a championship. From the embarrassment of how we started 0-26 to being right on the cusp of winning a world championship is what I really wanted to deliver for our fan base.
We put ourselves at this opportunity. It's the greatest opportunity you can have in this game, and we're going to conquer it.
With them in desperation right now, but there's very calculated offense, but they can force the ball. We're great at turnovers.
Come on, let's go. Don't let up. Do not let up.
Third down, 18. Dropping Gannon, looking Gannon, looking Gannon. Throws up the middle. And intercepted at the 30. Derek Brooks, 30. Brooks to the 29.
He's
20.
Gone.
Derek Brooks all the way. There it is. The dagger's in. We're going to win the Super Bowl.
I believe in karma. If you do the right thing each and every day, you know, you'll be rewarded. And for him to, you know, have a touchdown and run it back and solidify the game is unheard of.
It took 27 years to get here. It took us 60 minutes to bring home the trophy.
I just remember the journey to get there, the celebration of the parade, people hanging out of parking garages, you know, celebrating with us in downtown Tampa. We were relevant, and we were not going anywhere.
Whatever Derek Brooks is doing, whatever he's involved with, there's a good chance that it's going to help other people.
You got to give time. If you're willing to give that to someone else and you have a giving heart, that's only the two things you need to change the world.
One, two, three.